Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Monday, June 26th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. It's great to be back here on this beautiful Monday afternoon. In fact, we couldn't wait to get back here today.
Absolutely.
Because we have today the results of our second Wing TV viewer and listeners poll. We want to first thank a guy named Joe Thorne. And you know, Lisa, I don't even know who Joe is. I see his emails going around the internet and so forth, but I've never spoken to him or we've never emailed back and forth. And Joe took our question for week number two, put it out to his group, and I didn't think it would happen, but we got even more responses for our second week poll than we did for our first one. Hundreds of responses. In fact, we got 212, which we think is a very, very healthy response to this question. Mm-hmm. So we want to thank Joe. And I think I'm even going to email him and see if Joe can come on the show sometime.
I think he might be the one that calls himself Joe Liberty.
Okay.
But I might be wrong about
that. Yeah. Well, it seems like he has a great group of people on his email list, very, very concerned with what's going on, not only in this country, but also in the Patriot movement. Mm-hmm. And that was really the focus of what this question was. Specifically, is what do you think is the single biggest issue facing the Patriot movement today? And we got tons and tons of responses in our article, which is on the Wing TV homepage. We listed the top five because those five received very many more responses than any other.
So many people had similar answers.
Yeah.
So those were the top five most submitted responses.
Right. Then what we did at the end of the article was list 10 other ones that received the 10 next highest vote totals. And it's a very interesting poll because a lot of them I expected, but there are a couple in there that people say, hey, you know, this really matters to us, and all of them were very great responses.
Well,
so
we always get some responses that we don't anticipate or expect, so it's nice to see that.
All right. So what we're going to do today is cover the top five responses, and then we're going to read through the final 10. But the winner, the number one biggest concern or the biggest problem, according to the Wing TV viewers, is no organization and no action in the Patriot community. Now, how long have we been saying this?
This doesn't surprise us at all. When we first came on the scene, that was one of the first things that we tried to rally the public to do, was organize the alternative media to fight the mainstream media blackout on information dissemination to the public.
Yeah.
This little monopoly that the mainstream media had at the time. And what has evolved over time is a monopoly by the alternative media on blackout information. Very interesting.
Right.
On information dissemination.
And you know, when we first started our radio show in 2002 on the Reality Radio Network, we noticed that over time, you start getting a good idea about what the problems are.
Mm-hmm.
And you have an understanding. All right, we know that A, B, C, D, E, and F are wrong. We know about the New World Order. We know about the Bilderbergs. We know about 9/11. We know about the Federal Reserve, and on and on. Everybody knows this stuff. So you reach a point where knowledge, it never ends, but you already have an awareness then, okay?
See, all of that stuff stems from one thing. Evil.
Right.
And there's actually even a study of evil, planarology. It's something that isn't talked about in like scientific terms on these shows, but we're going to start in the future delving into the study of evil.
Yeah. And so you get to a point where you know what is wrong. So as we're fond of saying on this show, knowledge without action is useless. So when you reach this point of critical mass where you say, all right, I have an understanding of what's wrong, what then? So a lot of people turn to these figures in the alternative media and they say, what can we do? We want to do something more. We have to fight this enemy. And they say, just spread the word. That's all you have to do. We don't need to be organized.
Right.
And we received these responses from people that said they've contacted certain very well-known people in the alternative media and the Patriot movement, and they asked them, what can we do to become more organized, to become mobilized, to get some action going? And they said, we don't need to worry about organization.
Or they
just
use
spread
some,
the word.
Or they use some excuses, which end up being some of our other responses from this poll.
Right.
We want everybody to remember that we did try to get some organization going
years ago. Yeah, years ago.
And the top names were absolutely against it and remain against it to this day.
Right. So, in case anybody hasn't caught on yet, when these top figures in the alternative media say, just spread the word, that's all we have to do is spread the word.
Get us more customers.
Yeah. We need more customers. We need more people to buy our videos. We need more people to subscribe to our pay-per-view websites. We need to make more money. So that's why they never go beyond that. They just want more customers.
You left one out. We need more inactive spectators instead of proactive participants.
Yeah. So, with this in mind, we have to look at the second highest response to our question. Well, first of all, Lisa, read this. This is from a guy named Charles. He's in the state of Virginia. And I think what he wrote to us, in addition to his vote, sums up completely what the Patriot movement's up against.
This is Charles' response. He said, "The true American patriots will never achieve any desired goals due to the lack of coordination and planning. While everyone appears to know what the problems are, there's no consensus as to priority and how they are to be solved. Basically, we're all a bunch of frustrated individuals who can't get anything done, and all we do is complain. The system knows this, and we remain powerless."
Yeah. So now the voters have spoken. They said, we want action. We want something above and beyond just spreading the word. As we say here, knowledge without action. If you know your home is going to be burned down and you do nothing about it, then knowledge is useless.
And just remember why we can't get anything done and who has worked consistently against any type of organization or action-oriented responses from the public. The public's all for it.
Right. That's what we've noticed. Is everyday,
been all for it.
Yeah, everyday people, for as long as we've been in this movement, have been saying we need to do something more. It's right at the top where the problem is, and this is very reminiscent of how it is with the mainstream media, with the government, and on and on and on and on. The problem is at the very top, and this leads us then to viewer response number two about what the biggest problem is. This received 12% of the vote. And it's disinformation and infiltration of the Patriot movement. Now, this is very coincidental because last week our question was, who are the biggest shills, plants, and operatives in the alternative media Patriot movement? Lisa, read the top 10 again just to remind everybody what you voted for. That's this one right here.
Oh, wait.
A little bit further. Right there.
Oh, okay. Alex Jones,
number one.
Jeff Rentz, Mike Rupert, Art Bell, Kyle Hentz, Amy Goodman, George Norrie, David Icke, Greg Zemanski, and Daniel Hopsicker.
And plus Tom Flacco.
Yep.
So those were the top 10. Well, there's actually a tie for number 10 between Hopsicker and Flacco. So if you put number one together, no organization, no action, with number two, infiltration of the Patriot movement, alternative media, you start to get a pretty good idea about why more isn't being done. You have these faux poser patriots.
And the top two in that response are from the same network.
Yeah, GCN.
So, figure it
out. Another coincidence. Now, their purpose, of course, their sole purpose is to keep everybody contained, to keep them in a corral. So when people watch CNN or Fox or CBS or listen to Rush Limbaugh, everybody in the Patriot movement laughs at them. They say, "Ah, oh, look at them people. They're just being put in a pen. They're being contained so they don't get out of place." Well, guess what? These same individuals that Lisa just read on the list are there for the exact same reason, is to keep everybody in a pen. That's where the no organization, no action comes from. You have spoken. You know what? Everybody out there, I think these alternative media figures don't give the viewers enough credit. They think they're stupid.
They don't give them any credit.
But you know what? From last week's poll and this week's poll, everybody's figured it out. They know what the problem is, and they know where to look.
And they're going to figure out a lot more this week, too.
Yeah, you're going to figure out a lot more this week. So, we see that the sole task, or the sole reason they're there, is to spread disinformation, to keep people contained. And yeah, they'll say, well, what about this network? They do give us some truth. Yeah, they give you some truth.
Are you going to settle for some truth? How about all of the truth?
Yeah, that's part of the definition of disinfo, is it's part truth and part disinfo. So what they do is they muddy the waters, and nobody knows what it is. So they masquerade as real patriots, but In reality, they hate the word organization. Just spread the word. Just spread the word. Now, people say, wow, look at Alex Jones. He had this big conference in L.A. over the weekend.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah. Now, do you think this had anything to do with the fact that this very same weekend, Alex released a new video?
No.
Ha. And do you think it had anything to do with the fact that Alex was charging $74 a ticket to get through the door? Now, do you think that the one weekend that he has...
Does that include a free copy of his video?
Oh, of course not. Absolutely not. You got to buy the video.
Oh, in addition.
Buy my video. Buy my video.
Truth for sale.
Yeah,
well,
so,
sort of truth for sale.
Now, we get to response number three. What's the biggest issue facing the Patriot movement? 11% of the vote, apathy. Now, see, you kind of go through a process here. When people first find out about the Patriot movement, they're all gung-ho, and they're like, yeah, we finally found the truth here. We went beyond the mainstream media, and we can really get to what's going on in the world. Then they find out what's going on. They get a good... And then they're like, well, what are we going to do next? And everyone says, well, we can't be organized. We can't do anything. So just spread the word. So over time, people become apathetic. They start losing interest, and they're like, what can we do? We can't change anything.
And we get, you hear those people who say, let's just move on. You know, that's ancient history now.
Yeah.
That happened a few years ago, and there's this disconnect.
Yeah. So,
which is reinforced by some of the biggest names
right.
in the alternative media, people like Mike Rupert.
Yeah, exactly. So what they want to do is they want to kill your spirit, kill your drive, kill your motivation, and just keep it so that your wheels are always spinning in neutral, and think about it. We're not going to mention any names right here, but there's individuals in the Patriot Movement alternative media that have been in it for 10, 12, 15 years.
You don't have to mention their names. Everybody knows them.
Yeah. 10, 12, 15 years. And what have... We should have a machine right now that's so well-oiled that we could be taking on the world. Instead, we're not even one step beyond what we were 10 or 12 or 15 years ago.
By design.
By design, exactly. So, if we had a crystal ball, and I say this in the article, go to the Wing TV homepage. If we had a crystal ball and we looked 5 years into the future, okay, and we looked at GCN, Genesis Radio Network, Alex Jones, in 5 years, you know what he's going to be saying? Buy my video! Buy my pay-per-view website! Organizing? No! No organization. So, do we want this...
Come on, he's at the front line.
Yeah. Do we want this same attitude in 5 more years? In 10 more years? In 15? Well, guess what, folks? We don't have that much time to wait. So, if we want to keep doing the same thing we've been doing, then tune in to all these guys that have been around for 10 or 12 or 15 years.
Don't you get tired of chasing your tails
year after year? Right. More and more of the same.
Obviously, the biggest names in this alternative media like to watch you chasing your tails year after year after year while they line their pockets and keep you contained in a pen and shape the message and shape the delivery.
That's right.
And control what you're thinking and what you're allowed to know.
You know, there's a big movement in not only the state of Pennsylvania, but this country as a whole, is get rid of the bums that are already in there and let's get some new blood.
Yeah, let's vote out all the incumbents in the alternative media.
Yeah, these are what they are now, is these figures in the alternative media have become the mainstream.
Yeah.
Alternative
the corporate
media.
Alternative media.
Yeah, they're the incumbents. If you want to settle for the incumbents, just like we have in D.C., you know what happens? They get fat. They get bloated. They get corrupt.
Well,
and they get rich.
There's some corrupt newcomers, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
we'll get to that.
Well, they always have to have new blood coming in. But let's get on here now. Number four, corrupt court system.
Mm.
And, you know, this is really, really a big issue.
Right.
That all you have to do, really, is look at how many people have gotten railroaded over the last few years, especially, Lisa, in the tax system. Yeah.
There's a guy, Chuck's response.
Yeah, there's a guy named Chuck who summed it up very well.
He said, we the people have no county common law court in which we can bring charges against corruption at all levels of society, from corporations and banks to our alleged government at all levels and those that work for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were even discussing this on one forum the other day. Even if there was an independent investigation, officially recognized one, of 9/11, What compelling authority is there?
Right.
Once we bring the proof of the controlled demolition
to
the forefront, who's going to exact a punishment, hold people accountable? Who's going to do that? Who's the compelling authority? Let's see. Is it our intelligence agencies?
Yeah.
Our
judges?
Court system?
Yeah.
The executive office? Come on.
Yeah. I mean, one thing Michael Collins Piper has been doing in the last couple weeks is he went to Malaysia mm-hmm. and was trying to get some kind of... Now, don't confuse this. We're not saying UN. Not some kind of UN sanction, but some kind of international body to investigate 9/11 and feel something outside of the U.S. government court system, because they're all washing one another's hands, and we saw that.
It's a damn shame, too, because we should be able to prosecute this crime on American soil inside of our country.
Yeah, that's right. Now, number five, this is the top five, the last one. One of the biggest problems facing the Patriot Movement, the Israeli lobby and the Zionists. And I can't even begin to tell you, Lisa, how much credit has to go out to everybody that voted in this poll, because we've spoken enough about this. Michael Collins Piper has, John Kaminsky has, and a few, Mark Glenn has, Mark Farrell has.
There's a growing number of voices, and many of you out there, the listeners and the people who surf these websites, you speak out about it too, send us emails and whatnot, and there are a lot of people who are up on this situation with the Israeli lobby and the pervasive influence it has over our government and foreign policy.
Yeah. Now, those are the top five. We have a much deeper analysis in the article, so go to the Wing TV homepage. You'll see it right there. Also, we have our question for next week, which is, what do you think is going to be the next big spike event?
Mm-hmm.